Today we're building something small that makes a massive difference. An old-school DNB ride groove, using an automation-first workflow in Ableton Live 12. And I want you to think about this ride less like a symbol and more like a motion layer. In classic jungle and early drum and bass, rides weren't just there for shine. They were part of the engine. They helped a section feel like it was rolling forward, breathing, and arriving somewhere. That's exactly the vibe we're after here, especially in an atmosphere's context where you might already have re-space, pads, noise beds, vinyl texture, and break-clear drums all competing for space. So the goal is not make a bright top loop. The goal is to make the arrangement feel more alive. First thing, build the drum context before you worry about the ride. Get your break or main drum loop playing first. If you've got a kick reinforcement, snare layer, or chopped break, group those together so your drum bus stays organized. Put the ride on its own track. That separation matters, because we want to shape the ride as its own movement layer. On that ride track, start with a utility and pull the gain down somewhere around -6 to -10 dB. That's a simple but important move. A lot of people start too loud with top-end elements, and then spend the whole session trying to fix it. We're going to earn the brightness later with automation, not force it from the beginning. Now mute the ride at first and listen to the break on its own. Really feel the pocket. Where is the snare landing? Where does the loop already have forward movement? That's the space the ride needs to support, not fight. Next, program the pattern. Keep it simple. Old-school DNB rides often drive the groove rather than sit there as a constant wash. Start with offbeat hits or a sparse 1/8-note or 1/16 syncopation idea. If you want a classic roller feel, try placing hits on the end of 1, the end of 2, and then a little push into bar 2. If you want something more jungle-leaning, add a few extra accents, but leave space around the snare. And this is where velocity really matters. Don't make every hit identical. Even if you're using one sample, give the pattern some human contour. Try keeping velocities roughly in the 70 to 110 range, and vary them a little. That unevenness is part of the character. A perfectly even ride can sound sterile, and in DNB sterile usually means disconnected. Now let's shape the sound before we automate it. Put EQ8 on the ride. High pass it somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz so you remove junk that doesn't belong there. If the sample is harsh, make a gentle cut around 6 to 9 kHz. And if you want a little more old school bite, try a small lift around 8 to 10 kHz. Just a touch. We want character, not ice pick brightness. After that, try drum bus. Keep it subtle. A little drive, maybe around 5 to 15%, can help the ride feel denser and more period correct. If the transient feels weak, a bit of transient boost can help. If the top end starts getting brittle, back off. The point is to make the ride feel embedded in the groove, not overly polished. You can also add saturator if needed, with soft clip-on and just a little drive. Again, subtle. Think density, not fuzz. Now here's the core of the workflow. Automation first. Before you start obsessing over tiny MIDI edits, set up broad automation lanes for volume, filter, and width. These three controls can transform a static pattern into something that feels arranged. Use track volume for macro energy. Use auto filter cutoff for tonal opening and closing. Use utility width. If you want the ride to feel narrower and more focused in one section, then wider and more expansive in another. A good starting idea is to begin the ride darker and quieter, then open it up over 4 bars. For auto filter, maybe start the cutoff around 3 to 5 kHz and gradually open it toward 10 to 14 kHz. You can use a little resonance if you want the sweep to feel a bit more animated, but keep it controlled. For utility width, start narrow, maybe 0 to 20%, then open it up to 40 to 70% if you want more lift in a build or transition. This is where the ride starts behaving like arrangement energy instead of just a drum sound. Now go back inside the clip and use clip envelopes for nuance. This is a great Ableton Live 12 move, because it keeps the movement tied to the phrase. You might lower every second or fourth hit by a dB or two so the pattern breathes. You can also create tiny filter dips right before the snare for a call and response effect, or brighten the last hit before a transition. Small moves matter here. Even a few hundred hertz of filter motion can be felt in the context of a DNB groove. One advanced trick that works really well is making the ride react to the snare. Think of it like a tiny ducking move. Drop the ride slightly on the snare backbeat, then let it recover right after. That creates a pumping, humanized push without sounding like an obvious sidechain. It also helps the ride and the break feel like they belong to the same performance. If the groove feels stiff, don't rush to rewrite the pattern. First check the transient shape, the micro-level volume variation, and the timing of your automation. Sometimes the difference between stiff and alive is just the ride opening a fraction after the break instead of exactly on top of it. That tiny offset can give the loop a much more played, less robotic feel. Now let's think about arrangement. In a darker or heavier DNB track, the ride should support the bass line, not compete with it. If the bass opens up and gets aggressive in the high mids, ease back on the ride brightness a little. If the bass line is more minimal in a section, you can let the ride get a little wider and more airy. That gives you a clear top-end hierarchy and keeps the mix from getting congested. This is especially useful in atmospheres, because the ride often sits above a lot of texture. During an intro, keep it filtered and sparse so it feels distant. In a pre-drop section, open it up over 4 bars while the pads thin out. In the main drop, maybe keep it a little more restrained so it drives without taking over. Then in an 8-bar switch-up, let it become brighter and more active to create lift before the next phrase. And don't forget transitions. A really good DNB arrangement uses the ride to shape movement between sections. Try pulling the ride volume down by 2-4 dB in the final half-bar before a fill, or open the filter sharply on the last hit before a drop. You can even mute the ride for 1 beat, then bring it back with a brighter tone. Those little contrast moves make the section feel intentional. If you're in arrangement view, duplicate the ride pattern across 8 bars and change the automation every 2 bars or every 4 bars. Even tiny changes between bar 1, bar 3, and bar 7 can make the whole section feel composed rather than looped. At this point, you can also create a ride bus if you want more control. Route the ride to a dedicated top-end bus and use a light glue compressor, maybe 2-to-1 ratio, a moderate attack, and just 1-2 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to glue things together without squashing the life out of the transients. Add EQ if you still need to tame harshness, and maybe a touch of saturator or drum bus for extra cohesion. If you want a more atmospheric touch, send a tiny amount of the ride to a very short, dark echo or hybrid reverb return. Keep it almost subliminal. You're not trying to hear a delay tail. You're just adding a faint halo so the ride feels part of the space. And here's a very useful advanced move. Print the ride automation to audio. Once the shape feels right, resample it. Record the pass in real time. Consolidate the best 4 or 8 bars, and then edit the audio like a sample. You can add fades, tiny cuts, even reverse a tail if you want. This is where the ride stops being just functional and starts becoming a texture you can sculpt further. In jungle and atmospheric DNB, that kind of commitment often pays off big. A couple of important mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the ride too loud. If you notice the ride before you notice the groove, it's too loud. Second, don't use a bright modern sample and leave it untouched. Shape it, high-pass it, soften the harsh part of the spectrum, maybe add a little saturation. Otherwise, it can feel too clean and too disconnected from the rest of the track. Third, don't just loop it statically. In this style, static rides sound unfinished. At minimum, automate cutoff, level, and width across the phrase. Fourth, don't let the ride fight the bass line. If the bass is already full of movement and distortion, reduce the ride brightness or width. Keep the top end organized. One great way to approach this is to think in energy tiers. Make a minimal support version, a medium drive version, and a full tension version. Same MIDI idea, different automation and processing. That way you can reuse the same core groove across the intro, drop, and breakdown, but each section still feels distinct. And if you want to check whether the groove is really working, do a quick test at lower monitoring volume. If the ride still reads when it's quiet, then the rhythm and automation are doing real work. If it disappears completely, you may be relying too much on brightness instead of actual groove. So here's the big takeaway. In old school DNB, the ride is not just a symbol, it's a motion layer. With Ableton Live 12, an automation-first workflow lets you shape that motion quickly and musically. Build the pattern, shape the tone, automate cutoff and level and width, make it react to the snare, and then let it evolve across the arrangement. Do that, and one simple ride loop stops being decoration and starts feeling like the drums and atmosphere are locked into a stronger forward arc. Now your challenge, build a 3-stage ride system for a 16-bar DNB section. Make it filtered and narrow at first, brighter and a little louder in the middle, then widest and most energetic at the peak. Add one tiny snare reactive move. Bounce each stage to audio. Check it in mono and stereo, and pick the version that drives the arrangement forward the hardest. That's the sound of a ride groove doing real work.